As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Hey, everybody. This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sports books. This is Scott Burnside along with Rick Carpinello, our fine New York Rangers beat writer in New York. And Rick, so much for your summer, right? Every day seems like something crazy happening with the New York Rangers. And as we chat on this Monday, a new head coach for the New York Rangers, Gerard Gallant, confirmed by a number of sources, including our Pierre LeBrun and yourself, will take over as head coach next fall. Listen, I'm not sure that it's a huge surprise, but it seemed like it was taking a little bit of time for new GM Chris Drury to come to a decision. What's your take on the timing of all of this with Gerard Gallant being named head coach?
Yeah, you know, I was just working on a story today, and I actually was texting with Drury earlier today, and he didn't give a hint of this. But that's him. I mean, he's as secretive as they come. He's never really given you much info as a player or an assistant GM, and I don't expect him to change any now. But you know, the story that I was working on here was what's holding it up, and apparently the belief was the holdup was Rod Brind'Amour. People that I spoke to this morning and this afternoon thought that it would be Gallant if Brind'Amour angle doesn't play out, and the Brind'Amour angle was that, you know, that I had heard and that sources had told me was that if Brind'Amour does somehow get turned loose from Carolina, that he's going to Seattle to be with Ron Francis. So, you know, the likelihood of Brind'Amour being the Rangers coach was pretty slim anyway. And Gallant was obviously the favorite. He was the first in to be interviewed, and that was believed because he was going over to the World Championships where he won gold with Canada, as everybody knows. And so that's why he was the first. But then, you know, Rick Tocchet had interviewed twice, and I'm sure Drury had gone through, you know, a number of other interviews at least touched base with a number of other candidates. But, you know, we kept hearing that Gallant was the favorite, and sure enough, surprise, surprise, it was today, or he hasn't been named yet officially, but he has been apparently hired by Chris Drury.
I'm curious, and Pierre LeBrun and I often have this discussion about the value of the World Championships and, you know, whether, you know, a tournament that takes place without all the world's best players during the NHL playoffs, you know, whether, you know, what kind of weight or how do you value that sort of thing? Do you think the fact that Team Canada started that tournament 0-3 and really were on the rocks early and came back to win the championship, defeating Finland in the championship game, I mean, does that have a bearing on it? My gut tells me that Chris Drury, you know, again, he's factoring in maybe Rod Brind'Amour, all those other things, maybe it's Rick Tocchet, but do you think that the outcome of that tournament at the World Championships has a bearing on sort of tipping the scales and in favor of Gerard Gallant? Or do you think this was done or that this decision is outside of whatever happened at that tournament?
I would hope that does not bear into the decision because, as you said, Scott, you know, the world's best players are not there. The world's best teams are playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I would kind of hope that that was not a factor in the decision. Maybe it pushed it over the finish line, perhaps, but Gerard Gallant is getting this on merit, and merit being what he did mostly in Vegas. I'm writing a story now, and the funny part is, when David Quinn was hired, I had a one-on-one with him shortly after he was hired, and I guess it was around June or early July of that year, and he was talking about what he wants his team to be, and he wanted his team to be a team that plays hard, a team that's hard to play against. And the example that he gave me was the Vegas Golden Knights, who had just gone to the Stanley Cup final under, who else? Gerard Gallant. That was the kind of team he wanted to be. And the reason he got fired in large part, was because the owner and the GM, the new GM, didn't believe that the Rangers were hard enough to play against. So here we are, full circle. David Quinn replacement is the guy who he wanted to emulate, and the team that he wanted the Rangers to be is Gerard Gallant's last team. So here we are. He's the new coach, and everything goes full circle.
It is fascinating, sort of the circular quality to all of this, Rick, because, of course, as you and I are chatting in a few hours, Pete DeBoer, the new head coach, or not new, but the current head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, will be beginning their Final Four series against the Montreal Canadiens. And I think that a lot of people around the hockey world were surprised when Kelly McCrimmon, the GM in Vegas, made the move to replace Gerard Gallant, who is widely loved by his players and highly respected within the hockey community. But obviously that worked out for the Golden Knights back in the Final Four again. What do you like about Gerard Gallant and this current New York Rangers club and how they're built? And of course, lots of talent, lots of really young talent moving forward, but certainly expectations extremely high for this team. What do you like about the fit for Gerard Gallant for this Ranger team?
Well, I guess now the expectation, because of what the owner did in May, and the buttons that he pushed and the heads that he lopped off of people who were, in my opinion, doing a really good job with a rebuild here, guys who had patience for a process that required patience. Because of all that, I think the tenet of the whole thing has changed, and it's now it's not win now, but it's certainly they've got to be a lot closer to turning the corner suddenly because of what the owner thinks about this team. So that said, Gallant is a guy who's known as a player's coach. He's known as a guy who can push buttons and get a team to play perhaps harder than Quinn was able to get the Rangers to play. I still think they're built to be a kind of a softer team. I don't know that they're certainly not built the way the Vegas Golden Knights were built in Gerard Gallant's first year and in their first year of existence. So I too was surprised that he was fired there. And I honestly don't know yet all the reasons for it. And maybe nobody does, or maybe I'm just ignorant, but I don't know why that didn't work. This team is not that team. So, Gallant's going to have his work cut out for him, and he's going to have to prove to a lot of people that wasn't a fluke, that he can get guys to run through walls, or at least to win more battles and to be more combative within the game and within a season, and then hopefully within a playoff series, because that's what the expectation level is now, that the Rangers are going to be taking the next step toward turning the corner. They're certainly not ready to be Stanley Cup contenders as currently built, and that's going to be in Chris Drury's lap. But Gallant has shown that he can take a new team, at least a team that was brand new, albeit built differently than this team, and get results with it, and get impressive results with it. And he's going to have to do that now and pretty quickly. You know, the patience thing is now in the past, as I said, because of what happened here with the Rangers in May.
Yeah. To me, it's fascinating. And I think back to talking to Patrick Kane after Denny Savard was fired very early. And I believe it was Patrick Kane's second year in the NHL, and how it was a really an emotional time for a young player. You know, Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane had played just the one season, had grown very fond of Denny Savard. And the Blackhawks made that change and brought in Joel Quenneville. And of course, you know, the team went on to win 3 Stanley Cups in 6 years. And I guess my point is, I wonder for young players, and whether it's Alexis Lafreniere, who's coming off of his rookie year, Kaapo Kakko, who's going into his third year in the NHL, how important is the relationship going to be between Gerard Gallant and whatever coaching staff he brings along with him, or is helped to design with Chris Drury, with those young players? Adam Fox, of course, is a Norris Trophy finalist this year. It's a very young team, and it seems to me that it's going to be critical that Gerard Gallant builds a bond with that young core very quickly. Do you think that's fair, or how important is that element of the dynamic going to be for this Ranger team?
Well, I don't think there's any question, Scott. You know, he's going to have a good relationship with those guys that you mentioned, for sure. And I'll add this, that Quinn had good relationships with those guys, for sure. You know, there's no question that Lafreniere and Quinn got along famously well. That Quinn and Kakko had a very good relationship, even though Kakko probably wanted more of a role. And that Quinn and Fox, you know, worked very, very well. So, you know, as well as Quinn and Lindgren and Quinn and any number of the other young guys. I think what Gallant is going to have to do in addition to that is have a good relationship with Artemi Panarin, and a good relationship with Mika Zibanejad, and a good relationship with whomever Chris Drury acquires to be the next building block on a team that they hope makes the playoffs soon. He's going to have to do that. And from my understanding is that's one of his specialties, is relationships. It's going to be really, really important because of the new expectation. And it's going to happen very, very quickly. Quinn did that. Quinn, you know, he had a lot of these kids in his corner. Not all of them. I'm sure he hurt Vitali Kravtsov's feelings at the start. I'm sure he was on the outs with Elias Andersson very, very quickly because of Andersson's demotion. And, you know, some of those things went south. But I think by and large, he had really good relationships, and certainly that's very, very important. But what's more important right now is that Gallant gets the Rangers to play in a different way, that gets the Rangers to say, hey, you know, this is a game we need to roll up our sleeves and get pucks deep and win battles, which they didn't do against the Islanders, and which, by the way, we're now seeing some of the best teams in the league not being able to do against the Islanders. Yeah. But that was a stepping point. You know, the two games against the Islanders late in the season that basically eliminated the Rangers from the Stanley Cup playoffs were not competitive. And the owner saw that. And then all hell broke loose at the top of the organization. Yeah. And it ultimately cost Quinn his job. So Gallant's going to have to get those relationships, no doubt about it, but he's also going to have to get them to play a different game, a game they were incapable of playing a lot of times this year against teams like the Islanders.
Wow. It already makes me pine for training camp and the start of next season, Rick. So anyway,
you got some golf to play before that.
Oh,
Scotty.
Yeah. I hope you get a breath or two in between, but
well, this will help.
Yeah. So anyway, well, thanks for joining our breaking news coverage, and you should go to the Athletic's new headline section for much more on this story. To get access to all of the Athletic's great sports content, visit theathletic.com/headlinepod, where you can find our latest subscription offer, just $3.99 per month. Rick, good job by you. Take a breath, and we'll see what happens next with the New York Rangers. But thanks for coming to hang out.
Always a pleasure, Scotty. Thank you.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.